Audioboo.
Hello, Audioboo.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I wrapped it up and sent it.
Did you?
With a note saying, I love you, I meant it. I'll be forever quoting George. Me and my mate used to do that. We'll do it in a bit when we get to different songs, but
yeah,
the quoting lyrics thing. And it was always George Michael songs we did with.
Oh, was it?
We're talking about him for a reason, aren't we?
Oh, he died on Christmas Day.
So sad.
Incredibly sad. Very, yeah. very sad.
Was it Christmas Day?
Yes, it was Christmas Day. Because we'd gone to bed and I was just falling asleep and you went, oh no, George Michael's died. And I woke up and I went, what?
Yeah.
I didn't laugh, but it was like, yeah, we were staying in someone else's house.
Yeah.
Very, very sad.
Oh, I am sad. I mean, it's like an 80s... Wham, as we'll hear now as we're going to go through, aren't we? But really represented the 80s for me. And
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. With a note saying I love you. There has been no good Christmas songs for a long, long time.
And no,
this was one of them, landmark Christmas songs. But as you'll hear, many songs we're going to play now are landmarks.
Very, 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 very sad. But
yeah.
Wham was kind of the... What have I done here? I'm going to have to put voiceover on. Wham was very much the kind of thingy to my childhood. Early teens, yeah. I remember my sister had a Wham CD. And I remember it well. Do you remember that one? You know,
yeah.
It's very, very, very kind of, you know, just that. I remember this particular song. It was very cool.
What's clever as well was the interplay between sort of modern, like, synths and everything and then, like, brass instruments and stuff, especially the early stuff. So this has got, like, a 60s kind of feel, hasn't it? And yet it's totally 80s.
And she's making a fool of you, oh. Very, very, very cool.
And I bet as people listen to this...
This song played everywhere, and the flip side of this was Heartbeat.
Oh, was it?
And I've used Heartbeat on quite a lot of my Boo's About My Heart, which is quite odd. But I always liked that one more than Freedom, but now when you listen to it, it's kind of iconic, isn't it?
Yeah. And Andrew Ridgeley, because this is Wham before, obviously, George Michael went out on his own, was obviously a good singer as well, you know.
Well, they did it together, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but listen to him. Sad though that
singing about girls at that time,
and the amount of posts I've read on various forums and Facebook and stuff, people going, oh, I adored him, he was my idol and I thought he was great, and it never occurred to me that he might be gay. And I look back now and think, how did it not occur to me that he might be gay?
Yeah,
but it was in an era when people didn't talk about being
you couldn't come out.
Yeah. How sad is that?
It's very sad. And thank God for people like Peter Tatchell, that was the gay rights campaigner, amongst other campaigns of course, but Eastern Land, obviously, but you know, that helps that. But George Michael, as we'll maybe talk about in a bit, and you know, he did his bit, I suppose, I mean, coming out in the end. But the thing that he couldn't come out at all, and I think that was part of his struggle, wasn't it? You know, why he got depressed and stuff, and you know, and maybe got onto drugs and different things, was just the whole battle he was having to always fight about his sexuality.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Let's see what else we've got then.
Go on, then.
Because I was looking for songs and thinking, which do I play? There are so many of them.
And everyone will have a record in his head.
Yeah.
But,
oh, this one. Hold on then. Let's go and see, because I quite like the intro to this one.
I do too.
Yeah.
shapes and smiling face. Cut shoulders with the stars. Where strangers take you by the hand and welcome you to Wonderland. From beneath their Panamas, the tropic kind of drinks are free. Fun and sunshine, there's enough for everyone. Whoa, that's the singing in the sea.
I never really appreciated this song growing up because it just wasn't, because I was too young.
I'm a little bit older.
Yeah. Are you?
6 years.
So I was kind of, 10, 11, well, 86 they split up, didn't they?
Yeah,
so,
I think so.
So I would have been 12 when they split up. But so I was young, just coming to music, if you will. And I knew them because my sister used to play a lot. So this song, lots of people say that was kind of a, kind of an icon of their youth, but for me, I don't remember this song until I got older, but obviously it was there.
I think for me, listen to that now, I mean, it's like pretty much jazz, it's really jazz Latin kind of.
I think the thing as well, though,
arrangement.
We talk about George Michael, but in all of these songs, it's hard to separate George Michael and Wham, and what's what, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, at this point, it is definitely, yeah. And they're both, as I said, got good voices, but the arrangements are incredible. I mean, I've heard people talk about things like, Lionel Richie, and I mean, he is a brilliant arranger, some of the Michael Jackson, but this is up there, and this is British homegrown, as far as I know anyway, but it's so well put together if you listen to it, and other songs, of course.
Very much so, very, very, very much, kind of,
yeah.
It's all right. I know, amazing.
Yeah. Enjoying it, aren't we?
We are. What have I done here?
I don't know. You found that one out.
Yay. Like this one. This one's forever.
Yeah.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Because you have to kind of go in with this bit, right? Ready?
Okay. Two, one, two.
You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your loving starts. A tootle bug into my brain.
And again, this disco, school disco.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Stuff?
Who didn't have a school disco for this? Oh, my God. Do you know, just as a sideline, and the songs are suddenly reminding me, I don't know if I'm trying to think, but the school disco, where they used to bring girls in from other schools.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we had enough girls.
To be with us.
You used to get off. We did used to go, but yeah.
Being at a VI school and having these sighted girls coming from another school.
I thought you were pillars.
It kind of looked as a bit strange and worse than I was expected to do sort of like a bit of a dance with us.
How
utterly
sad.
Embarrassing.
Come and hold the hands of the blind.
Yeah, look.
We didn't have that.
A bit of dance with you.
We never had any of that, thank God.
Anyone else from my school remember that, but I do.
No, I like this song.
It's a great
song. Him hit that high. Phenomenal voice, really.
Yeah,
he had talent. That's the thing, he didn't do the auto-tune thing, and you played a song the other day. But that was full of it, like one of the more recent things.
Yeah.
And like, stop it, you can't play that.
But a lot of artists have gone like, you can't sing as high as you used to be able to, and I'm not an artist.
I can't, but
it's
really, it's 53.
Yeah, 4 years younger than me. Yeah. I don't know when his birthday was, but yeah. Absolutely ashamed.
Well, he was only 11 years older than me.
Yeah.
So if you think he's coming to fame, I was like 9, 10, and he was 21 and loaded.
Yeah, I know.
How does that work?
Yeah.
9:42 and still broke. you know, that's a bit sad, really, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe the second part of our life would be better than the first.
Yeah, thanks. I've got to make it through the second part first, yes. We'll not go there.
Yeah, we do.
But, yeah. So, if we're talking about talent, right?
Yeah.
If we look at, we're going here. Okay, let me just wait for this one to fade, and then I'll bring this one in.
Okay. This
he wrote this when he was 17.
Incredible. And this has started to really define George Michael's solo career, I think. Well, it was. He was on his own when he did it,
but
anyway.
Yeah, but he wasn't on his own when he was on his own when he did it, but he still wrote it at 17.
Yeah, I know. But
and actually, they wrote it together, but he performed. No, I don't.
Then one of my friends covered this several times.
God.
Over my life. I have audio of it somewhere.
Slow dancing.
Yeah.
I mean, I was writing songs at 17. My Lord above, it wasn't anything like that.
Thing is, I mean, if people listen to the lyrics, you wouldn't really slow dance to it, would you? Because it was a bit kind of, time can never mend the careless whisper of a good friend. What was it? Through the heart. And
yeah, but bearing in mind, we danced stuff in the 80s, so you did.
Is all your part.
Yeah, but you would have.
Of course you did. Yeah. Excuse to have a little slow dance. But all I remember more about this song was performing it. When I sang it a few times or tried to.
It's not your thing, really.
Eh?
Well, you know, you can sing and all, but I can't imagine you could sing up there.
I was a lot younger and we did it in a different key.
Yeah.
Because I did. I can't do it now.
About six semitones lower. No, don't go there.
No, I could. I used to be able to sing. Murder a good song. Scary, though. Oh, I'm going to find it and put it up. I did it not long ago on your keyboard.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You did?
When we get the new keyboard.
No, I did it.
We can do it.
I've done it already.
Because it's ironic, I was actually thinking of this. I was actually thinking of this one recently. I was thinking of George Michael and thinking about... I can't even remember why it came up, because I was thinking about getting a new keyboard. Because we're getting a new keyboard, by the way.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about doing that song because of the saxophone thing, because it's got new saxophones and things.
Yeah.
And how you could do that. Maybe.
You can have a pedal and everything that slides the saxophone and just puts all the...
I know, it's on the keys, but we'll not talk about the keyboard now. But
anyway, George Michael, inspiring music, musicians all everywhere.
Yeah, do we have... Me. Yeah, well, it was talent, wasn't it, in the 80s? Because in the 80s was a time when there was talent out there.
Mm.
And we'll bring in something else now, I think.
Well, essentially, they were a boy band, weren't they? And then
they were. What have I got? Oh, yeah, we go.
Go on then.
Gone all quiet and kind of sedate.
Showing, I love that song.
The volume of that one isn't great. The quality's all right, but the volume isn't great. Apologies for that.
It's from his first solo album then, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Which we're going to come to more
But what was I talking about? The 80s was kind of a time when this fake talent started to emerge, wasn't it? Auto-tune and, Madonna.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, Madonna's talented in different ways, but what I mean is she's not a singer, is she?
No.
Whereas George Michael is very much a musician and a singer and a songwriter. We don't have a lot of that now. And in the 80s was the kind of emergence of just trashy music, if you will. You know, music to just dance to, but not necessarily to identify with.
Yeah.
Whereas George Michael, you could do both.
Yes. Yeah, no, I agree. That song is full of... I mean, for me, it's just a lusty kind of song, really, isn't it? And, you know, I mean, the lyrics are... you could talk about the lyrics, but
we'll listen to a bit more then. Yeah, so that really.
Oh, it's a lot to that song. Everyone thinks it's just two chords and it goes into that bit in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
But I like it because it's just full of mystique, mysteriousness. He wrote all that album and composed
it. He wrote most of it. I mean, how many singers write their own albums these days?
Not many.
But a lot of them can't because that's the deals they have with the record companies.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different story, his own battle with Sony.
Yeah, with Sony.
So I'm gonna use the last George Michael only song. I think it's about time you prayed for your salvation, child. Hey.
Oh.
You know.
Yes.
All silent in church and all that kind of thing. Yeah.
Quiet, please. The vicar's just about to come to the pulpit.
Do you think?
Yes.
I gotta have faith. I used to play the organ back then, and my sister said, "Oh, can you play that bit at the beginning?" Never did learn it, because once it came into the next bit, I was like, "Yeah, but I could play the church organ bit, but I can't play the other bits." Yeah, this was his first solo album, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Again, apologies for the volume quality on that one, but
I had my brother actually had a CD player, and I think someone at college had one, so I'd heard a couple of songs with that, but my brother's CD was the only one I could really pump the volume up and have really good. And I remember it was an Iowa hi-fi with a CD player on it, and it was like, oh my word, you've got a CD player. And we had this on it, and Faith as the album on CD, and honestly the quality was, and I think again, with probably another thing, we probably sacrificed a bit of quality with MP3 and stuff now, but CD really was, when it was CD was CD was CD, you know, and they were into, it was all digitally recorded and blah, blah.
Mm.
And this, when you put on the speakers and heard the organ fading in and like the noise, it was absolutely incredible.
Mm.
Really immersive sound. And then, you know, this album. And again, you know, there's a lot of drum machines.
Listen to those, the guitars and things.
It's amazing.
You know, listen to that.
So young.
He does. I'm gonna bring in another one.
Kissing a Fall as well, that was the other song I wanted to
mention. Now he was no stranger to performance, live performance.
Mm.
And he could perform live, you know? But not just on his own, he could perform other people's songs as well. Right?
Yay.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to play quite a bit of that, but yeah. I'll come in and out periodically into this one, okay?
Yeah.
Because it does go on a lot longer than I anticipate.
That's all right. I can't lie.
time, and time stands still before me. Frozen here on the ladder of my life.
Now, I don't know whether he played the piano on that, because I know he played it with Elton.
I wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because when I was looking for versions of it, I found a version where Elton said, "No, I'm going to introduce somebody who's going to sing one of my songs."
Oh, right.
Yeah, but it wasn't this one.
Well, isn't this one, this one, where was at the Freddie Mercury. He introduced Elton John, though.
He does. I'll show you that in a second. Oh, and I specifically went looking for that version of it.
So this, if I remember what I was just saying to you just now, this, I think, was the Freddie Mercury tribute, wasn't it? There was a... Was it when
we'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute.
What was this one then?
This one's at the Freddie Mercury tribute concert, but we'll talk about that in more detail.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah. But I mean, listen, you know, he can give Elton a run for his money. Now, Elton
was good then.
Was good then.
And still not bad now.
Nah, but he's getting older, and he bless him.
It's a good song though, isn't it?
It is a good song. Yeah, very, very good.
Yeah.
But it builds up, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Seamless, it really is.
And of course they harmonise in a minute, don't they?
Now I'll talk about
we could go on and on forever.
This is one of these, you know, usually when an artist dies, I go, "Oh, yeah, it's a shame, I remember this song and that song."
No,
but actually, when I came to start thinking about this, there were loads and loads and loads, and we disagreed even on
what we should include and everything.
And
not badly, but just that. Yeah.
But he did a lot of research for AIDS. And that's relevant because, yes, we should.
Yes.
Because the next song, this is the last song I'm going to play.
Mm.
They did the tribute to Freddie Mercury. And there's been a lot of speculation online about how he died and things like that, which it's not appropriate to talk about at this point because nothing's been made. They just said he died of heart failure, so we'll go with that.
And he died peacefully.
Yeah, so it would imply that it wasn't exactly unexpected, but they're harmonising there. But he did lots of... he did lots and lots of charitable work for AIDS charities and so on, because in the day, AIDS was kind of up and coming at the same time as he was.
Yeah.
And it was very much seen as a gay illness back then.
And people close to him died.
People like Freddie Mercury, who I'll talk about now, because this was from the Freddie Mercury concert. But when Freddie Mercury died, they had this concert, and there was some talk about him becoming the front man of Queen at that point.
Mm.
And
this song will show you why.
This will show you why. And I remember when it came out, I went, no, you can't do that. And then as it builds, you can see absolutely why. So I'm going to play. This is going to be my last song, and I'll come in a little bit, but not hugely. But the world's lost the legend.
Yes.
Very, very much so.
I'm sad.
Very sad. I know. But yes. we'll have a quick listen to him with Queen.
Yeah.
Assuming it actually comes in at some point. There it is. because I remember thinking, I can't do that, but let's see.
Thank you.
Very powerful song, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway. I am saddened. It's like a loss of a legend. And I know people have lost, like, David Bowie and Prince. And I was never a big fan. And I was never, I would say, a fan of George Michael. But when you go back looking for songs that he did, you go, oh, I love that song. Oh, I love that song. Yeah, I really like that song. I didn't realise that was him, and that was him, and that was him. And loads and loads and loads of them. And it's like, I saw somebody say, it's like part of my childhood has died.
So I feel
very, very,
like
very
a chunk of his.
And I hope, you know, that he has peace now, because he had lots of struggles with depression and stuff like that. But his music will very, very much live on.
I want to say, as will memories of his generosity, he was very randomly generous. And there's been a lot of talk. I knew this already. I mean, I didn't know that he donated millions of pounds to Childline. And Esther Anson was saying this, and who founded Childline, didn't she?
I think, though.
And another individual acts of kindness.
He was an incredibly nice, generous, decent person.
Yeah.
For me, if I'm honest, there's all this talk of all these generous acts and stuff. He didn't want it known in life.
In life, so why?
And so why are people dragging all this up?
They're not overly. I think they've come with one or two, and then...
I think that he should be remembered for his talent, for his... for the decent person he was, and
going and visiting AIDS victims,
and whatever, you know, whatever he was, and he's at peace now. You know, he had a lot of struggles, and his music will live on for decades.
Yeah,
you know, I can't imagine, and I'm not being flippant when I say, you know, when I think about the artists of today dying off in 20 years' time, I can't see much living on past them, because it's all such shallow music now, isn't it? You know, nobody's going to remember, you know. Oh yeah. Anyway, I'll speak to you all soon. Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye.